Elk Point. Another fine tournament was put on this past weekend at the A.G. Ross Arena, this one organized and worked by our U13 parents. Terrific job was done by everyone pulling their weight to get it done. And it was another great performance by our Avalanche team that made it to the A final and won the gold medal with only 5 seconds left in the third period in a nail-biter of a game. On Friday night, the Avalanche won over Beaumont 8-3 in the end, but that one was close, 4-3 until the third period. Wild Wyatt, Fontaine had a four-goal night, Remington, Steele, Reynolds and Liam, Sledgehammer, Swedgen scoring two each. Tristan, Bobcat, Brusso and Jackson, Smitty, Smith had two assists each, William, Billy Bob, Ballas, Major Tom, Melnick and Keston, Crocodile, Quinny each with a helper. Saturday was a little scary against the White Mud team, the Avalanche team down 7-3 after the first period, until they kicked it into gear in the second and third period, winning in the end 13-9. Wild Wyatt, Remington Steele, and the Sledgehammer contributed the majority of goals, Jackson, J.R., Rawlake and Jackson, Magic, Marcoux with one goal each. A couple of apples each for the unsung heroes on defense, Smitty, and the Bobcat. On Sunday afternoon the Avalanche hosted the Southwest Bandits in the final gold medal game. The Avalanche took a big three-goal lead in the first period on goals by Wild Wyatt and Remington Steele. They then decided to lay back and watch the Bandits tie it up. 3-3 going into the third period, the Bandits would take the lead but only for a very short time when Remington Steele scored his second of the game to tie it at 4-4. With the clock ticking down and the crowd anticipating overtime to decide the winner, Wild Wyatt would score his third goal of the game with only 5 seconds left on the clock, for the Avalanche win. The Sledgehammer had three assists in this one. Other hockey action for Avalanche. It's very rare to have a 8 p.m. game on a weeknight when the kids are going to school. This past Thursday, the U15 team played against Cold Lake at 8 p.m. as it turns out, the Cold Lake players didn't have school the next day, so getting home at 11:30 p.m. or so didn't matter to them. The game started out close but became a runaway, the Ice winning this one 9-2. Traden, the great, Gadwa, who celebrated his 14th birthday the next day, got an early birthday present, scoring his first goal ever. He also added an assist on the goal by Marcus Dion, with Hawk Cardinal also getting an assist. The U7 team traveled to Marwane on the weekend playing in a tournament there. All the kids had a ton of fun and came home with a medal. The U9 team played in Dewberry Saturday morning. Cohen, Bighorn, Brusso was between the pipes in this one for the first time ever. We didn't get a report on goals and assists, but we're told that they also had a great game and a lot of fun. Our U11 team traveled on the road Friday night to Chauvin, winning the game 10-7. General Lee Barstead, strapping on the big goalie pads, came up with some outstanding saves. Hudson the Bull Brusso is very hard to contain when he sees the red light and busted through with 6 goals. Ava, the Red Baron, Rawlake fired in a goal and added an assist. Defenseman Hudson, Hammer, Krankowski hammered in a goal and added an assist. Tornado, Arbo tore a path through the team to the crease scoring a goal as well. Saturday afternoon the U18 had a huge 5-2 win down in Wainwright. The Bisons are always one of the better teams in the league. Mick Yeager, Fontaine with a goal and 2 assists, his brother, the Kamikaze Kid, Cade, Caleb, Formula One, Flamand, Brendan, Blue Line, Haish, and Gavin Greenlight, Kadutsky all with goals. Top Gunner, Crawford, Seth, Motorman, Morton and St. Nick, Penner all with assists. The U18 hosted Dewberry, Marwane on Sunday night and lost a close 2-1 game, Bo Diddley, Fontaine scoring, assisted by Gavin, Greenlight, Kadutsky.